I just spent a few days in Salt Lake City, Utah. At least I think I was there. I couldn't see the mountains. Salt Lake sits in a valley rimmed by the Wasatch and Ogre Mountains, as much a part of the skyline as skyscrapers are in New York. But the mountains were erased by smoke from fires in neighboring states. For instance, in the eastern part of Washington, air quality experts say it hasn't been this hazy or this unhealthy since Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980. Lisa Woodard is with the Spokane Regional Clean Air Agency in Washington. And Lisa, we're looking at fire maps online. You can track fires burning all over eastern Washington and northern Idaho. But what does it actually look like outside where you are?
Oh, there's kind of an eerie glow to the sun as it rose this morning. There's smoke hanging in the neighborhoods. It's very poor.
It's poor visibility, but what about the health?
Well, air quality right now is in the unhealthy range, and the unhealthy is about in the middle of the range. We've got very unhealthy and hazardous as two other categories that we've yet to hit today. We think we will stay in the unhealthy range, however.
Well, you did hit hazardous on Friday. What does that mean? I mean, what's the difference between unhealthy and hazardous? What are you supposed to do?
Well, when we're in unhealthy, it's especially important that people that have heart and lung diseases, elderly, children, avoid outdoor exertion, outdoor activity. When we get into the very unhealthy, most people, all people really should stay indoors.
Well, this is, it's summer. You know, it's an area where people are biking, hiking, even in Salt Lake, where officials there also release some, health warnings. What happens if you do get sick? How do you know you're being affected by smoke?
Well, one thing we try to instill in folks prior to wildfire season is that if they are in a sensitive category, that they already have a plan in place with their doctors. Those who do suffer from heart and lung conditions, if they start feeling symptoms, it's very important that they contact their health provider as well.
Why do you think this is? Is this just because of all the fires that there's so much smoke?
Well, weather has a lot to do with what air quality is going to do on an hourly basis and on a day-to-day basis. And right now we're having a very strong inversion, and that inversion is trapping the smoke near the ground level. This inversion has been sticking with us. There hasn't been much of a breakup.
We talked about the health aspects. I'm wondering, what does it do for people to be constantly reminded? I know in Salt Lake, seeing the mountains is a touchstone. When you can't see the mountains, it's sort of depressing. What's happening there in Spokane? Just this constant reminder of the fires.
One of the things that I have heard over again is it really makes you appreciate the days that are clear and clean, and we often take those for granted until we don't have them. Most of our air quality days in this area are in the good category, and then we have some moderate days, but rarely are we in the unhealthy to very unhealthy range. So it is an eye-opener for a lot of people, and I think it definitely makes you appreciate the clear days that we have most of the time of year.
Yeah. Constant reminders. Do we understand even the moon rises orange?
Yes, I've noticed the last few days. Saturday we had a bit of a break, but Friday and Sunday evenings, the moon had a orangey, golden, yellow glow to it. Constant reminder.
Yeah. Lisa Woodard with the Spokane Regional Clean Air Agency talking about how the fires there are affecting air quality. Lisa, thank you.
Thank you.